Soimo. And Allah is matter goes on the Pusa. Well, if you know those that hold like that, hold it after you make a Mesi Bexaya the Soimo. Then you continue, proceed, make Allah is matter on the Pusa and Bexaya the Pusa. Now, having said that, the Rosh continues. And what do you do? Says the Rosh. And eat from each one of kezayis. From the shleimo eat a kezayis, from the pus eat a kezayis. Pause. The shail is, why? What have they two kezayis for? I mean, colloquially we know it's two kezayis. Why two kezayis? Why two kezayis? It's all the, right, the mitzvah did a kezayis by matzo. Then another gezeis by Kerich, then another gezeis by Kerich. Why two gezeis in the beginning? At this point. Why gezeis in the Shem, gezeis in the Pusa? Right, what am I doing? I'm just being misakim, making a sikum of the shittas here to make it clear so everybody should know what the shittas are, then maybe we'll have a local maestro what to do, what's the best thing to do. So like this. So Achorim say, Mokhavo, Mataz, Achorim say, Kivegi also. They say this. The Be'etzem, this sheet, the Pshat in this sheet, the Yavdil Exayas and Mishlemo, is a loch in Bigas and Enin, it's not loch in Be'ev Terechu Matzois. Time like this, that is Al Chachila, they call it. It's not more than Al Chachila. And this loch, the Achorinim talk about this loch also in Hechot Siasa Pas. Kusamachs. That if you're holding a roll, a chal, whatever it is, Be'em Shavas, Be'em Bechon, that's good to Chashavis, that's good to Bigas and Enin. So the chmes lechem, the challah in which you make because of meis, l'chachila you should eat a kezayis from that. Eat a kezayis from that. As upon you made a brocha on a roll. So instead, don't eat just a morsel from that. Then eat something else. You can. It's not osur. Not talking about chayu pot mutter osur. Talking about l'chachila. What's best? So l'chachila say the achrayim and they bring this. See the gezayis from what called the pusas hamoitzi, and that's the side of this sheet of the Rosh here. That the gezayis from the again, because the Rosh didn't bring down any two sheets yet. The Rosh says b'efen muchlat. It's poshet at this point to him. You make hamoitzi on the shleimo, you make alchiz mas on the pusas. So yeah, alchiz mas on the pusas. So presumably you mekayim the mitzvah alchiz mas with the pusas. So why the gezayis? I repeat, why the gezayis from the shleimo? The answer is all the goyel achrenim say in the achrenim shochnoch. Because to be mekayim this din of eating kezayis from the pusas hamoitzi, based on this, what?
Did you hold them both together?
Yeah. No. At this point, he says make hamoitzi on the shleimo and be vaytzaya.
You're only holding that by itself.
It does basically. Yeah, you're holding all three, or two, three. But when after the mitzvah vaytzaya. Chal, it's mutter to eat, but the pas, the lechem, and which the chal and matzah, which he made the mitzvah is a shleimo. And he makes it see right after this. Came Kiveg and other Delachinim, and they said, I feel in this Lechachila, this Indian, and biggest and Indian, Yesh Lema, it's only for the Mavoich. It's only for the Mavoich. Right? Only for the Mavoich. And it's a Shiloh. They look at B'tzias HaPas, it's also Shiloh. The Shiloh, whether it's B'chaf only for Mavoich, or people that Yesh HaShemekoina, this again Shabbos too, Yesh HaShemekoina with somebody makes a Brocha. So some say that the Lechachila did a Gezayis only for the Mavoich himself. Everybody else is no B'chan no Lechachila did have that Gezayis from the Pusas HaMoitzi, from the Lechem of which HaMoitzi was said. And they say, yeah, the Lechachila applies to others too. And so what the reason is, it shouldn't look like he's stingy be giving out. There are different reasons. But again, it's because nothing to do with Hichos Matzah Be'asim. That's what because of Nenin and Hichos Derech Eretz. Okay. Right. Then the Rosh continues. Says Rosh, if you want to be Yetzir, all the sheets of the Baal Teisvitz, so don't make the Psi right away after Hamoitzi, but wait, Yivarech Hamoitzi, Valachilas Matzah, Vachagach Yivtsa, Mishtehem. What are you being Yetzir if you do that? So we'll see that the two other shittas, okay? So this the first shittah he brings down, the shittah we've seen already, Nochamot, we've seen it a few times, that the first shittah in coming back to the role of the two or three matzahs by the Seder. So the first shittah is that the Hamoitzi goes on Shlomo, and the pus and the achus matza is said on the pus. That's the first shittah here, kofonim. Not the African toises. First shittah in the rosh. Now there's a second shittah that says the b'yosei deshneim. Don't make the psia immediately after hamoitzim, but wait. So which shittah? Which other shittah or shittahs are being used? I said the two other shittahs. There are two other shittahs. One is one of the shittahs that says that we sound toises that Pesach both brochas are made on the pus. Both brochas are made on the pus. Inside the moitzim, inside the alachus matz is made on the pusa, and the shleimah comes just to cover the yomtiv, hidu yomtiv, whatever. But both brochas betzim are made many shen holagat, the goin holagat mashman and the goin also holagat maserav. The both brochas go on the pusa. So in Cain, you don't want to be b'kseya. There's no point. There's no Indian being b'kseya the shleimah after a meitzig. The broch betzim wasn't chal on that. The broch betzim is on the pusa. Yeah, that's the second shita. There's a third shita. There's a third shita. The feet there, you have to eat from the shleim or nothing. For nothing. You feed the eat even the pulsa and they'll don't eat from shleim at all.
Is it a hinder?
What?
Is it a hinder if you eat from shleim?
According to the second sheet, we just say Bechal not. Now, but it's the third sheet. There's a third sheet. Here's the chiddush. The third sheet is this, the meal, the mamash, the minority opinion, we're calling Mishanim. And that it's in the Ravid and Tmim Deim. In Simul Amud Aluf, there's one line in the Ravid. It's also in the Shita of the Ravon, as I know. They say Paket, that the Ravid says that both brochas are on the Shlema. Both brochas are on the Shlema. That the Hamaitse and Achuz Matzah are on the Shlema. From that Mashma, that the Achuz Matzah, also on the Shlema, that is Mashma, that the mitzvah of Achuz Matzah, you should do the Chachila, I guess. On that which was a shleima by the b'shas bracha. Oh, so im kein hadova. So nimsen we made him the three shittas. We just saw the three shittas. So the tour also reflects the tour also, which is the mokav of the chenoch. What? Nachmani. Nachmani is nachmo. They have it. Forget. They had it. You have it, and or you get shleima. Maybe just to be magrei. It could be that maybe they hold. You have to have it. You magrei the lachem mishnah. But not that you have to eat it. Nachum, you don't have to eat it. They eat it for sure not. The same thing you see in the Rosh, you find in the Hichos, in the Simon and Matzah.
Which Simon was the first Rosh?
The Rosh is in the Hichos Pesach B'Ksorid, at the end of Avik Sof. In the Torah, in Tov Ein Hei, so he goes to the Seder of the Rosh. First he says, Shleim o lemal pusel tachteo yivarech al Hashem v'amaitzi v'yivtza v'lo yoich al ash yivarech al apusel al achiz matzah v'yocho mishlem yachad kizayas mkol achaz v'yachaz. Then the Torah adds something. V'meinu yochol echol kishnei zeisim biyachad. You can't eat two zeisim biyachad. Yechal shal hamoitzi techilo. V'chakal shal achiz matzah. So he assumes that hamoitzi is the shlema. Then, continues, he speaks out. V'mnei sheyesh mishayim meshlem v'vayach ala pulsa hamoitzi. He brings the other sheet in the Tosfos. One of the other two sheets. Nesh yesh mishayim meshlem v'vayach ala pulsa hamoitzi v'al shlemo. Achlus matzo, mamash habach agomur. The haroitz alot says, they shnehem, yechash tehem, hold both. Yivarech hamoitz alach yiz matzo. Miyad, zeachas, zeh both brochas. Don't be mitzay, v'chachach yivtza mishtehem yachad. Again. So the shalos is like this. So if the hamevin yovin, there's enough gemin between the first and the second shita, not just when you do the psia, like this. Not just when you do the psia. According to the first sheet and the 20 rosh, do the psia on the shleimah right away, the psia on the shleimah right away, then make it on the chazmas on the pusa, and then eat both at the same time. According to that sheet, the eating of the from the shleimah was is the eating for the bikas hamotzi, Yeah, according to the second sheet, since the second fido holds for carrot, that the mitzvah of his matzah you mekayim lechilu shleimo. So then the eating of the both zaysim is because we want to be mekayim the mitzvah lechilu kohen da ashritis. So then the kavon when you eat the shleimo should be for lechilu matzah. Right, then same difference. That's the second difference. Not only you postpone the mitzvah, but you're not eating the shleimo only to mekayim hamitzvah. You want to be yotzei the shita that with the shleimo mekayim the mitzvah of techil matzahs. That's very important to add right away. What the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Be'alocha that when you eat the even according to shita, and it's important that the halacha writes even according to the shita that they eat a kazayis on the shleimo for hamitzvah. If you mechayit the kavanah that somebody has to be for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, because if the marshal somebody takes two pieces of matzah, one piece of matzah from the shleimah, and one piece of matzah from the pulsa, and he's going with the shleimah and shleimah, that the mitzvah of erev techil matzah is mekayim with the pulsa, and the eating of shleimah only because he made hamotzi, and you want to mekayim the inyan biggest, and then indeed a gezayis from the pulsa's hamotzi, and the kavanah is the head from this shleimah I'm eating it only for the inyan. Of Hamitz Elachim Minoreth, Kazayas and the Pusas from the Pusas. So you have, it Kimadi Ab Kavon, and also be Eitzel Mitzvah Vichel's Matzah with it. In Cain, if that's the Kavon, so then it's also Yishlos Vadu Mitzvah. So eating, it's like eating a kosher pesach cracker, not Chomis Chachon, but eating something else. And the Gemara says, Mephurish, Mesochim, this Sugi himself, Kuv Desvov, that you can't eat something else with the Chazash Mitzvah. Also Yishlos Vadu Mitzvah. Also Yishlos Vadu Mitzvah. So for sure, and this you have to acquaint everybody. Any matzah you eat, you mechavin l'shem mitzvah. You're not mechavin not l'shem mitzvah, but rather l'shem ha-moitzi, l'shem bigas anem, l'shem whatever. Because if you do that, you get involved in also l'shem matzah l'choyvim. So mele, okay. So Asher Akim like this. What's the derech hachi ma'ula? So what are you supposed to do? So like this. According to the, what do we do? So the Mishabur says already, and Allah, most Achoinim and Poiskim say, that it's very difficult, especially with ahumatzis. Good point. It's difficult to give a kazayis to all them stubim from a shleimah if they don't have their own. Rabbi makes a moitzi and gives out matzah. So to give everybody kazayis and pusa, that's for sure not shayach. So you give everybody pusa beforehand, mistomba, that's what most people do. To give everybody kazayis and a shleimah, poshe is not, there are not enough kazayis to go around. So the point is, it's kimat not negay, you don't have to, because Kimat all Rishonim hold that the mitzvah of Erev Techil Matzah is afilu lechatchila mekayim with a pusa, and there's no need to eat a kazayis mishleima. The only reason to give out the mechalik of mishleima was only if you moitzi them. The bais moitzi them mesubim. They don't make their own brachis. Moitzi them with lechem mishna, whatever lechem mishna has. He's moitzi them with a shleima. So then, if they were yoitzi the shemei kainu with his amoitzi, his bracha on his shleima. So then they should eat from the shleimah. So that's not as a mashul. So not to give out a mashul from that. Don't give more than that. The only reason to give out to have a kazayis from the shleimah, again, it's not practical. The only reason to have it is maybe it could be also the sheet of the meal. It's mamash a minority opinion that the mitzvah v'chus masa needs a shleimah. But it's mamash as a it's very, very, you say hold on against. That's why the mice is kimat not relevant. Nobody you might don't find it. It's not relevant. You give out a kazayis from the shleimah.
Which one do you first?
What?
Which one does one eat first?
The, Nahum, so then, Bruce, who, the Baal Bais?
Yeah.
If the Baal Bais wants to eat two, he wants to eat both, so and he can do it, so eat from both at the same time. And Mechayim is all time, he'll say mitzvah. Eat from both at the same time, that's what he's doing. If he can't, the Torah says, if he can't, so then the Torah says, first eat the Shleimo, then eat the Pusa. But then say, what?
So
then
Archimedes
and Mitzvah. Yeah, that's why I say, eat both at the same time. And put, if you can't put two exes in, whatever, I don't know how much exes is. I don't think anybody knows exactly. But take a little piece of this, a little piece of that, then eat it. Then there's another little piece, another little piece. And keep on eating both simultaneously. That's the chimul al chayyah. That's the best way to do it. For the Baal Bais, no, when the Mesubim have a pusa, and the Mekayim, the Mesubim have a pusa, and the little bit of a shleimah.
Does the Baal Bais have
that? Well, the chimul, the best thing is we have a limit, an unlimited supply of matzahs, and then everybody has own matzahs. Everybody makes his own bracha. But that's if we have an unlimited supply of shleimus, and then have to go around. Yeah, what do you say?
Does the Baal Bais have to eat a kazayis, or can he have a matzah?
No, also doesn't. L'chachila, they don't know, yeah. But most of them say the l'chachila to eat. The two reasons to eat a kazayis from the shleimus. One is because he made hamoitz on that. That's an Indian biggest and then in B'cham. But that Indian part of the Kivegis is not a famous only for the Balabais. If he wants to do it, Matoy, do it. Let him do it. Let him do it. But for the Mesluvim, it's less, much less of an Indian. Much less of an Indian.
And also, all the matzahs that people are going to be mitzvah with the mashu, does that have to be handed out before?
Why not? Why not? Yeah. Why not? Save time, plus save a hefsik.
I'm saying, is there chmek on the chal on that matzah?
Yeah, I'd rather before forget. It's either all the mitzvah make the own bracha for klos matzah, or the yeter chmek. In the divim and hogim, you do whatever you minig is you do. But avadi, you're making your hearing out his matzah and shaykh to hold the pus in the hand. So that's the way to do it. You should have it before. You know, why should it make hefsik? That's not necessary. And second of all, you should hold the matzah, which you're about to eat, which your bracha is going to be chal.
Balabai starts eating before he gets out. When does Balabai start?
That's the shalom. What do you do every Shabbos?
What
do you do every Shabbos?
It'll be much longer. Every Shabbos you can take a bite. That's it.
No, and?
I'll be here. If the person has to go eat his kazayis now, I'm saying everyone will be around for the
week. Why can't you take, what's wrong with taking a bite?
So then everyone will have to wait, oh, just take one bite. They have to be massive and get back.
There's another problem too. There's another shaila. In the Chinami, it's haga shaila. The shaila is like this. Every Shabbos, so there's a Mishavu brings a taz. Taz says, L'chavchiv is g'day for the Balabais to eat or drink before he gives up. So he shouldn't be mafsig more than he has to. That is not everybody does like that. Not everybody does. Rabbi Mishleimim give up before they take a bite from anything. I'm showing diligence. Taz says you can have to not to do it again. To drink, eat a drink right away. Kiddush Shavuot makes it good. On Pesach, the Shalos like Pesach have the shita lechalchi leshita gzas bevasachas. Kiddush gzas bevasachas. Why is that the shita? Tumas dashen. Lechalchi leshita gzas bevasachas. Because the deal gives ochlan betech techus pas ochlan lechatzoyin yotzo. Lachasoin Yotso. So he's Matad Yotso Loshem Ziyavet. Lachachil Shvili Kazayas Bevasachas. Okay, then so. That group is a big Machoikis. Many didn't hold like that. Many don't hold like that. Many don't do like that. But according to that sheet, says if Ayas will take a little bit less than Kazayas, then he loses the Indian of eating Kazayas Bevasachas. And that's a Cheshbin.
Is it better to have both of them at the same time, or is it better to have them eat the whole Prusa once?
If you're having a shemitzvah of everything, so then you can do what Shulchan Aruch says, to eat both simultaneously.
Eat both kazeisim at once.
Not that two, everybody says that it has to be derech achilah. And for somebody to stuff his mouth, and then to try to swallow basachas, it puts a shallow foot of basachas on the foshas, and then, well, it could be a bullet of shlag derech achilah. It's a shlag derech achilah. Maybe. They say you eat normal. Eat normal not at a leisurely pace, but at a regular pace. And eat normal. You eat both nuts and both nuts. What?
Don't do the
translation. That was like this. If you do Reb Chaim Volozhin's kazayas, you can do translation because sometimes. If you hold that the kazayas is the size of an olive, if a kazayas is an olive, kishmai candles, then you can eat that vasachas. That's so difficult. If a kazayas is like is a beitzah or more than a beitzah, then it's a little difficult. Especially the two. What? I'm saying it's a Guzman maybe, but many Gdolim is a stipple of hell that's a shell with a Shlag Der Achilu. I heard from Michael Feinstein from the book, he said, if you stuff your mouth and try to swallow it, it's like Der Achilu. He said, maybe go in like Shamanu. You just eat the matzah.
Why don't I start chewing without a seva, and then be giving out while he's chewing? Why isn't that a good idea?
No.